call the meeting back to order. Next case, please.
The next case is case number 12,388. Terry Black seeks a variance from the corner front yard setback requirements for an existing shed, sections 115-34, 115-182, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property located on the northeast corner of Neptune Drive and Ocean Farm Drive in the Ocean Farm subdivision. The 911 address is 100 Ocean Farm Drive in Frankfurt. The zoning district is MR, that's medium density residential. And the tax parcel is District 134, Map 17, and Parcel 468. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 3.75-foot variance from the required 15-foot corner front setback for an existing shed. To date, staff have received 5 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return. Letters of support are from adjoining and nearby occupiers, commenting that the shed enhances the appearance of the area and is visually in keeping with the existing and nearby dwellings. Thank you.
Sir, can you state your name for the record and your address, please?
Terry Black, APS Periwinkle Lane, Newark, Delaware, and also 100 Ocean Farm Drive in Frankfurt, Delaware.
You swear the testimony is about to give is the truth, the whole thing, nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay.
Good evening.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Would you like to proceed with start with the uniqueness of the property for granting a variance?
I will. It is a corner lot, and I have some slides that talk about the constraints within the backyard and the side yard of the lot, physical things like propane tank. But stormwater management is a problem in our neighborhood. We've had some rain over the past couple of days. If I took you to my property right now, you would see the swale at the south bottom end, and the left-hand side would be full with probably a foot of water. That water would traverse under the road and then go to the tax ditch, which carries it away. The soil in this area is clay-like soil. It's gray. In the summer, it's like concrete. This time of year, if you were to walk on the lawn, you'd sink probably up to your ankles in the backyard. So if we can go to the PowerPoint presentation, next chart, it's what the shed looks like, and the neighbors already commented about the shed. That's not in situ on the property, that's where it was purchased. Next chart. Gives a view of the plat, showing the location of the shed in the northwest corner. It is in the side yard, backyard, and I think my setback is actually 30 feet, not 15 feet. Kristen in the planning and zoning office brought up an older diagram, looked like it was hand-drawn engineering, not computer drafted. And she said that the setback is 30 feet, which takes it up against the house. So the actual request would be for the 7 foot plus 12 foot, so 19 foot variance against the 30 foot variance. I can't really see the details on the obstructions here, so if you go to the next chart, I've highlighted the areas which really drove the location for the shed. It's nominally 12 by 16 feet. There's a propane tank, looks like a neighbor just had his taken out. It looks like a submarine when you pull it out, 325 gallons. It's approximately 6 foot from center. So when I talked to the propane company, they said draw a 12 foot circle around the center of that, and that's kind of the stay away for removal and replacement. We've been in the property 15 years. The lifespan for one of those propane tanks is 20 to 30 years. Again, one of my neighbors up the street just had his removed, so I'm not sure when that's going to happen, but at some point within our lifetime, we're going to have that removed and replaced. There's a patio to the right-hand side with plants, bushes and plants around it that restricts that part of the backyard. And then there's a kind of a funny-shaped area that I've denoted as a collecting point. Topographically, it's a low point where water collects. I didn't pay much attention to it other than I noticed water collected there. But the builder did put in a 4-inch drain that connects up to a 6-inch corrugated black pipe that services that area. Last year, I let the grass clippings cover it over, just like the hair in the bathtub. Bathtub would fill up. That area filled up. And our neighbors who are here moved in this year to find a dead tree in their backyard. So it flooded enough that it killed the neighbor's tree. So I realized the importance of that drain system and that black pipe. So that is something I can't place a shed over. And I'm also concerned about the pipe itself. It is a plastic pipe, one of those drain tile type pipes. And it's only a few inches under the ground, just enough to carry the water to the swale on the side property. So those are the constraints, the restrictions. I did get the Homeowners Association to approve the plans for the shed. In our covenants and restrictions, it said 10 foot from a side yard. I now understand that is not the same as the county's setback. So I think for my property, it's actually 30 feet, not 15 feet. So we picked a high point for the shed so that any runoff from the shed or water would quickly get down to the swale and get carried to the corner where it would be carried away. Placement of the shed in the backyard would not only potentially compromise the drain or that pipe, which is just a few inches under the ground, but would also create an elevation which would push stormwater runoff into my neighbor's yard, and I certainly don't want that to happen. So that's kind of the uniqueness of the property. Also talks about cannot otherwise be developed. We would have to do some moving of the propane tank and install maybe a different drainage system in the backyard to accommodate that. The setback was the original setback, as I understand it, for the property. So it has been in place since the house was planned. Back for the previous development, and will not alter the character of the neighborhood. The neighbors, every neighbor I've talked to has complimented the shed. It's an attractive shed. That was one of the requirements of the Homeowners Association, that it look like the house, so it has to have the same siding and shingles. The kind of comments I get is that we can't even see it. It blends in with the house. So from the different perspectives, it looks like it's part of the house. Minimum variance, this education process for me, I think I've gone from what I thought was a 5-foot setback to a 10-foot setback to a 15-foot and now 30-foot setback. So that's why I'm here. I'm asking for a variance for the shed in its current location.
Okay. Does that conclude your presentation?
It does, unless you have other questions. The next chart just has the names of the neighbors and their locations. They are all the neighbors adjacent. We do have the neighbors behind us who could see it from their backyard. They're also here in support today.
Okay.
And that just indicates I did get the homeowners association concurrence for the shed. It did call out to get a building permit, if applicable, and again, it's my fault. I misunderstood the planning and guidance document that said the setback was 5 feet.
Did you get a building permit?
After the fact. So I do have a building permit. It expires tomorrow.
Okay. Do you, you don't have a copy of the approval letter from your homeowner association?
I do.
Just curious about something. So you went online to see if you needed a building permit?
I did. I went to the website, the Sussex County website.
Okay. Is there any questions from members of the board? You did see here that it said Sussex County building permit required, right?
Yeah, and the first where the arrow is, it says if applicable.
Yeah, but here it says you wrote it in there. Okay.
Okay.
Any questions? No?
I have a couple questions.
Okay.
Does the location of the shed, does that affect any of the visibility on Neptune Drive? Is it set back off of the road?
From what vantage point?
If you're riding, I mean, for car driver experience.
No, it doesn't block anything other than a view into our backyard from Neptune Drive.
Is the shed located on concrete platform or footers?
It's on 3/4 crush and run. It's elevated a little bit because of the concern about stormwater. That is the driest part of the backyard, so it's naturally elevated, but it is additionally probably 6 inches in the front and a foot in the back to compensate for the slope of the lawn.
I see on here that you're 11 feet 3 inches from your property line on the west side of the property. Is there a distance between your property line and Neptune Drive?
Just a second.
So from edge of paving to your property line, is there a section
green space
of property? Just an estimate would be sufficient.
Can you point to the...
So you see the line on Neptune Drive and then the yellow line? It looks like there's grass between the yellow line and the road.
Yeah, there's about 15 feet of easement that we own the roads in Ocean Farm. So there is a 15-foot easement before my property line.
Okay.
I'm sure those are the only questions I have.
Okay. So you're 26 feet from road edge.
From the road, but I don't own that 15 feet. But physically, yeah, it's separated from the road.
Did you have a company set the shed?
They put it on. I prepared the gravel bed. When they delivered the shed, they had a hydraulic lift that they placed it.
And who was that company?
I'm going to say
Woodside Sheds in Maryland.
Woodland.
Woodland Sheds, yes. Thank you.
In Bishopville, Maryland?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay. Is there anyone here in support of this application? Would any of you like to speak?
I'll say a couple of words.
You'll come and be sworn in, please.
Could you state your full name for the record?
Patrice Smith.
And your address?
124 Ocean Farm Drive, Frankfurt.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Step to the podium.
I know it's a late night, so I'll be quick. My name is Patrice Smith. I am on the board of the Ocean Farm Homeowners Association, and we have not received any negative comments or opposition to the black shed. Everybody's been very supportive, and it's the best looking shed in the neighborhood. So that's all I'll say.
Okay.
Unless anybody has a question.
No, but I would suggest to your homeowners association that you do a better job of letting your homeowners know the county process, and that they're not, that they're supposed to go by county setbacks and not not yours and your governance.
Lesson learned. We will take care of that.
County supersedes those.
Okay, thank you.
Just to help others.
Yes. All right, thanks.
Anyone else? Is there anyone here in opposition of this application? Hearing none. And this was not a complaint, correct? It was just a routine?
It's just something we caught at the council, I believe. So.
What? Jeff, where we call?
I assume, yeah, we caught it in the field. Well, actually, we caught it at the time of the permit, I suspect. No, we permitted it on October 11th. And it doesn't expire until 2020.
Okay.
That's why I have here. So.
Any other questions?
Is there a consideration of two variants? Is that what I'm hearing?
So
it sounds like the applicant has amended his application.
So staff were operating on the assumption that this was a 15-foot front corner setback, and the building permit was certainly issued with a 15-foot front corner setback. Now, 15-foot is the minimum, and we usually see developments built to the minimum. That's not to say that this particular lot doesn't have a 30-foot front yard front corner setback. If that's the case, it would need an 18.75-foot variance from the 30-foot front corner setback. It's unusual, and we may want to check that, but I don't think there's any harm in granting that if it's 18.75-foot from the 30, with the expectation that obviously the 18.75 feet would not apply if the front yard setback were 15 feet. So.
I have a question, the applicant. You got the building permit after the inspector was at your home, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, just a clarification for me. Thank you.
Sure.
Okay, no other questions? I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion. I do think we need to send Woodland Sheds in Bishopville, Maryland, a letter notifying them of our setbacks, and that when they set a building in Sussex County, they should make sure there's been a building permit obtained and that the proper setbacks are in place and followed. guys are quiet tonight.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the requested variance for case number 12388. I believe that the property does have the unique physical conditions that placement of the shed in another location would provide difficulties. I don't like the word essential, but that the neighborhood wouldn't be impacted by this, and that it's the minimum variance required.
Motion, do I have a second?
I second that.
Motion and a second. Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I too for the reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, your application is approved.
Thank you.
And Madam Chair, just for the record, just to make sure it's clear, it's at the 18 feet 5 inches just in case. Is that what we're doing?
18.75.
Agreed.
Yes.
Just in case, so that we're not approving a variance that's not in conformance, doesn't bring the property in conformance with the code.
Thank you.
Thank you.